Shook it up.
This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson.
I never loved
Regina Spektor hit it big in 2006 with this song, Fidelity.
Always 1 foot on the ground. And by protecting my heart truly, I got lost in the sounds I hear in my mind. All of these voices I hear in my mind.
It's a recording that got her a following beyond kids and obsessive indie music geeks among people like, well, me. Her new album and concert film is Live in London, and it includes a song called Laughing With, which she performed for us in our studio last year.
No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one laughs at God when a doctor calls after some routine test. No one's laughing at God when it's gotten real late and their kid's not back from that party yet. No one laughs at God when their airplane starts to uncontrollably shake. Laughing at God when they see the one they love hand in hand with someone else and they hope that they're mistaken. No one laughs at God when a cop's knock on their door and they say, "We got some bad news, sir." No one's laughing at God when there's a famine, fire, or flood. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good God-themed joke, or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in the head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way, and when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious, ha ha. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they've lost all they got and they don't know what for. No one laughs at God on a day they realize the last sight they'll ever see is a pair of hateful eyes. No one's laughing at God when they're saying their goodbyes. But God could be funny at a cocktail party while listening to a good God-themed joke, or when the crazy say he hates us and they get so red in their head you think they're about to choke. God could be funny when told to give you money if you just pray the right way, and when presented like a genie who does magic like Houdini or grants wishes like Jiminy Cricket and Santa Claus. God could be so hilarious. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughs at God in a hospital. No one laughs at God in a war. No one laughing at God in a hospital. No one's laughing at God in a war. No one's laughing at God when they're starving or freezing or so very poor. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. No one's laughing at God. We're all laughing with God.
That is Regina Spektor performing the very, very excellent Laughing With live off her album, Far. There are a lot of songs on this album that get into religious, spiritual ideas again and again.
Yeah, I noticed that actually when I was sequencing the record. I was like, kind of surprised me. And, you know, I think it's fun that way when you just kind of don't plan on something
right.
And it still happens.
Are you a religious person? Do you have a kind of religious point of view?
Well, I think that my point of view is very malleable and it changes from day to day. It's a very mysterious thing. But I myself personally have always felt a kind of faith and a kind of feeling with the world.
Mm-hmm.
But that's about it. Everything else is sort of up for grabs.
Your family emigrated from Russia to New York City in 1989. Mm-hmm. You were 9 years old.
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Well, the main reason was us being Jewish and Soviet Union being quite, openly not the friendliest of countries towards Jews.
And then 2 years after you got here, the Soviet Union collapsed.
Yeah, we watched it on the TV. It was very bizarre to see tanks going through Moscow while sitting in the Bronx in our little apartment.
And did your parents think, well, maybe we should go back?
No. My parents really were so interested in their Jewish heritage, and also they loved the West. My dad always loved Western music. We had Beatles and Queen and Moody Blues. They loved the idea of this kind of freedom that America has and this kind of open-endedness. And to tell you the truth, as I found out from some of our friends that came later in the 90s, the anti-Semitism actually got worse afterwards.
And so as a kid here, did you have any trouble fitting in or not?
You know, I think I came at a very lucky time, because I think that when you're like 9 and a half, 10 years old, 11, you're not a teenager yet. So you're not like that aware. and also it's one of those things where you're so don't fit in that it's fine because you're like, you're so out that it doesn't matter. You know?
Right, right, right. Your lyrics are so dense and interesting and writerly. Were you a writer as a kid?
Sometimes I fancied myself. I loved writing.
That's all any writer does is fancy themselves as a writer.
You know, I think I have that kind of a 3 to 5 minute mind. And
good, so does the world. So you're in sync.
Yeah, I could maybe write 3 minute novels. But I love writing songs, you know, and it feels so good when I'm writing a song, because it's just like this kind of happiness that's very unique to that particular experience.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Regina Spektor's new album and DVD, Live in London, is out right now. And you can hear another song she performed live in our studio at studio360.org.
On the radio, we heard November rain. It's always real long, but it's a pretty song. We listened to twice, 'cause the DJ was asleep.